Province, your news. East Coast Radio News Watch.
KZN Public Works says issues relating to power cuts across several provincial departments are being addressed.
For the whole province of KwaZulu-Natal, our rates bill is 1.8 billion, but the Treasury only gives us 900 million to pay it. So it's not that we are refusing to pay. We pay with the money we get. We're just not getting enough. That is the reality of it, that we are underfunded.
Department officers, including those of KZN Public Works, Transport and Education, haven't had any lights in more than a week. Public Works says much of their rates debt is historical, some of which the department says dates back 20 years. It also owes Etiquette Municipality around 500 million rand in rates. MEC Martin Mayer says talks with the Metro have been unsuccessful thus far.
Let's work out a payment plan. We want to pay, but we can't pay you the full amount. We don't have it. So let's sit, let's find a solution that works, but don't stop vital services to the people of Etiquette. So now you can't renew a driver's license. People can't go to education department head office to see if the children have got admission for next year. You know, let's not do that. Let's not punish the good people of Etiquette for what is a structural problem between the provincial government and the municipality.
He's also raised alarm over several municipalities charging the department what he says are inflated rates amounts. The provincial COCTA department has been asked to intervene. Moving to Gauteng, police have launched a manhunt for hitmen who shot and killed a witness who testified at the Matlanga Commission of Inquiry. Marius van der Merwe, known as Witness D, was shot dead outside his home in Brakpan last night. He gave evidence last month at the commission into alleged corruption in the criminal justice system. It's where he implicated suspended Ekurhuleni Metro Police Deputy Chief Julius Mkhwanazi in an apparent murder cover-up. Police spokesperson Athlenda Mate says van der Merwe's wife, who was inside the car when gunmen attacked him, escaped unharmed.
Police can thus confirm that evidence gathered at the crime scene confirmed that an AK-47 automatic rifle was used in the commission of the crime. A case of murder has been registered. Police are also looking for the murder weapon.
National Police Commissioner Fanny Masemola will today brief Justice Mbuyiseli Madlanga on the apparent hit.
General Masemola has ordered the NatJoints co-chair, Lieutenant General Tebelo Mosikiri, to urgently convene a NatJoints meeting over the weekend to discuss and look at ways of improving and or enhancing the safety and security of commission officials as well as all witnesses.
In a statement, the commission says van der Merwe helped uncover serious allegations of criminality and corruption in Ekurhuleni. And abroad, an investigation is underway after 10 university students died and 3 others were injured in a restaurant fire in Peru. Authorities say the blaze broke out in the Huancuane city as the students gathered for a birthday celebration on Thursday night. The victims, aged between 17 and 23, were from a teacher training college. A local source says an exploding gas tank may have caused the fire. Back home, showers and thundershowers are forecast in parts of KZN from this afternoon. They're expected to be severe in the western areas of the province, with a yellow level 2 warning issued there. Durban's reaching a high of 26 degrees, Newcastle 32, Ladysmith 30, Ulundi 29, Richards Bay 28, Moy River 25, Pietermaritzburg, Margate and Underberg 24 and 22 for Kokstad. Morning swells are reaching 2 metres at the Durban beach, with sunset at 13 minutes to 7. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.